You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up, guys, welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
My name is Megan, and we forgot how to even run this show because it's pretty much so damn long.
Yeah, basically. We're sorry, but we're flawed. Yeah,
we're back.
Oh, well.
We're not perfect. We're not perfect. We don't pretend to be. But yes, guys, we are back. We had a really much needed, nice break for the past 2 weeks. Myra was celebrating her birthday. I was moving into our new house.
Yes.
Just a lot going on. So we just had to take a summer break. But we are back. We're so happy to be talking to you guys again.
Yes, we are back with a very special episode. And I'm so happy that this is the episode we come back to because it's fire. It is so fire.
Same. Yeah. Yes. And we will talk about everything that we did over our break towards the end of the show. But let's go ahead and introduce our guests. So we have the amazing Kim and Shaquinta. These were people that we met at Go Wild, in person at least. I'll kind of tell the story of how I discovered them once we get into our conversation with them, but they are two amazing women. They are married to each other and they are just awesome people in this planner community, and they are doing some really great things, so we just had to get them on the show.
Absolutely. And they just go up for Black women too, so you know,
period.
Yep. So it was just it needed to happen.
Exactly. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into our conversation with Shaquinta and Kim, and we'll be back to talk to you guys after our chat with them. All right, guys. So we are back and we are talking to a really amazing couple. Actually, the first couple we've ever had on the podcast. So Kim and Shaquinta, thank y'all so much for joining us. We're so happy to have you. And we would love it if you would just introduce yourselves to our audience.
Yes, we are super happy to be here. I'm Dr. Shaquinta. I am a life coach and therapist and planner enthusiast, planner lover. Yes. I work with Black women on like life coaching, setting boundaries, self-care, confidence, and you know, fighting our fears, overcoming our fears, and reaching our goals.
Love it.
Yes.
And my name is Kim Daly. I am a planner enthusiast by marriage. I am an attorney, and I am also a public speaker on a mission to make thy kingdom come, thy will be done for folks that God ain't make straight. So that is my story and my mission. And thank y'all for having us so much today. Really looking forward to this conversation.
Yes, that's so dope. I just love the energy. I'm such an energy person, and it's just here. It's just here.
Exactly. And I was just telling Myra, so the way that I discovered you guys, I came across Kim on TikTok and I was like, oh, she cute, like she gonna be my new like girl crush. And then I went to her page, so she's married to this beautiful woman. I was like, oh well, I guess she's not my girl crush, but you know, I can still mess with him. That's cool.
And then
when we were at Go Wild, I literally recognized Kim by her hair and I was like, wait a damn minute, is that my supposed to be girl crush from TikTok? And lo and behold, and so we started talking. They were so nice and amazing. And we were like, you know what? Y'all just need to come on the podcast. So happy we were able to get that going. So excited.
It was meant to be.
Absolutely.
Go Wild is just bringing everybody together. Mm-hmm. Such an amazing experience.
Always so, bringing everybody together.
Yes. So Shaquinta, tell us how you got into planning and in the planning community. How did you end up at Go Wild? Let us know.
So I'm one of those people who like from early days in school, they would give us the agendas in school. I would use mine. I would collect them. I've always been, you know, by the journal, by the pens. I've always loved all things stationery, paper, all that good stuff. And so use all that, you know, all through school, all through college. When I became a therapist, I, you know, I had to like start planning and thinking about my like time differently because, you know, as therapists, I work on hours. So I had to have like an hourly planner. So I got into like hourly planners and learning about just different kinds of planners, like different kinds that existed. Because at that point, you know, it was just, a planner was just a planner. But I knew that I loved them. But then, yeah, I became a therapist, got into hourly planning, then somehow discovered, like, I guess during my master's time, I like discovered like passion planner. And I used the passion planner for
years. Passion planner.
I still use passion planner. But yeah, I got into the passion planner. I used that all through my PhD program because it had everything that I wanted in terms of like goals and all those things. So yeah, just once I started using the hourly planner, that opened up the door to different kinds of planners and more planners. Then I figured out there was a planner community and join, you know, various planner communities, including, you know, was it Wildfire Planners? Or no, I can't remember what planners, whatever the group is, Black Women Who Plan and Create started.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, and then I got my other friends into Passion Planner. I became an ambassador. Yeah, so it's just been a whole, like, you know, learning.
Snowball, that's what happens. It's like you discover a planner that you like, and then you start, let me look it up. Let me see how other people are using it on Instagram and YouTube. Right. And then before you know it, it's like, wait, there's this whole community of people who are just so into planners and stationery and pens and washi tape at the level that we are. And it's like, you know, it's just no turning back at that point.
Exactly.
So Kim, what did you think about Go Wild? Like, what was your experience? So somebody who wasn't technically in the planner community, you was just kind of by proxy through marriage, which a lot of our spouses have a similar story. How was Go Wild for you? And what do you think about the planner community?
So I'm going to back up a little bit to my original entree into planner life. All right. So Shaquinta talked about how she grew up on all these different devices and such. I grew up with a time tracker and a piece of paper. And so for me, when I was in college, when I was in high school, when I was in middle school, I would say, you know, I have class at this time. I have basketball practice at this time. I have, you know, whatever at this time. And then I would have my little to-do list on a scrap of paper that would get lost by the end of the day. Yes, but I thought that was just the way that life was, the way that life kind of has to be. And so I met Shaquinta and she was like, I like planners. And I was like, oh, you know, I like a good, you know, sticky note and a good reminder as well.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, here are my planners. I said, well, why does one person need more than one planner?
That's the question of the decade. You know, we're still trying to answer that one.
At that point, I was probably using somewhere between 5 and 9. I can't remember exactly where I was.
And so that opened my eyes to a whole new world. And then I found out about Planners Gone Wild, and I said, "Well, how do planners go wild? Like how do these things happen?" And so I thought that I knew what to expect when I went to Go Wild. And as it turns out, if you are not in that community, you cannot possibly know what to expect when you get there.
Thanks.
And so, you know, I've never seen so much excitement about washi tape. I've never seen so much excitement about the feather liners and the different 18 color types of pens, but I respect it.
Period.
And so for me, it was beautiful to see the different ways in which planning and planning accessories and really, you know, colorful ways to manage someone's life, how that brings them joy. And it brought them so much joy. You know, how they kind of say, you know, sometimes you're the only Bible people read. Well, sometimes you're the only planner people see. And I'm looking at all the joy that y'all got in y'all's life. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. You got any more of that?
I didn't get some of that.
I didn't get some of that. So that was my entree. And now I have an official planner. I still write on scraps of paper to get lost, but I have a planner as well. And I feel good about myself as a result.
Yes.
Love it. I love that. And I feel like
love it.
So much drama and crazy stuff happens in the planner community. I feel like the joy can get lost sometimes. And I feel like I have been guilty of losing my joy in planning and not just going back to the basics and focusing on what brought me to the community in the first place and focusing on the people, the amazing people that I met, because sometimes the not so amazing people are very loud and they can really distract you from the joy. Yeah, so I love that. I love that perspective so much, Kim.
For sure. And that's in all walks of life too. Yep. It just seems like the negative people are the loudest, but you know, you kind of have to remind yourself, but I love that. And WOW is a perfect place for that. So for all y'all, you know, hashtag not sponsored, but still, it's such an amazing time and it's filled with so much joy. They're like, you just have to be there to experience that.
That's so true. That is so true. So let's talk about you guys' career. So Shaquinta, can you kind of tell us more about what you do with your day-to-day job and how planning has helped you with your career?
So I have two businesses. One, I have a therapy practice. So by training, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I've been practicing now for over 10 years. So I've been in private practice now for a little over 3 years. And so that's my, like I said, my main, well, I wouldn't call them main, they're both equal, I would say. So yeah, my private therapy practice, and then I have my life coaching practice, which is separate. And so I got into therapy. My background is actually in business. So I got my undergrad in business and then went to work for a Fortune 500 company. Did not enjoy that at all. Realized that I wasn't, you know, kind of walking in my own purpose and not knowing what I wanted to do. So I became a therapist, started practicing. And I guess my trajectory in terms of my practice, like over time, I just started to see more and more Black women. Once I got into private practice, I was able to, you know, specialize and just kind of really focus on the communities and the types of clients that I wanted to work with. And so that ended up being a lot of Black women coming to my practice. And, you know, we know that we don't have a lot of Black therapists anyway. So
right,
it's a natural thing that happened. Yeah. But through therapy, I was seeing a lot of the same themes amongst my Black woman clients in terms of feeling really overwhelmed, really overworked, working really, really, really hard, but not experiencing the fruits of that labor. So very drained and lost, and just not feeling like there's any space for our own like needs, joy, goals. And so that's how I kind of got into the life coaching space. So I wanted to focus specifically on that phenomenon and provide solutions for Black women to, you know, live more full lives that are outside of work. So still, even, you know, we might have work that we're passionate about that's important to us, but being able to like experience that fullness in all the areas of our lives. And so in terms of planning, because I've always been a planner, and I've always kind of had my hands on a lot of different things, which is a lot of Black women's stories. Like, we expected to, you know, work really, really hard, always be doing something. And so I was doing a lot, and I was a professor before going into entrepreneurship full time. And so planning helped me to really like get intentional about my time.
Yes.
You know, really an idea of what my time looked like and how much I've had of it and how to be able to like put things where they need to go. Yeah, it just gave me a really solid map of how my time is being used so that I can make sure that I got everything done that I needed to get done. And I've always also been intentional about making space for myself in my schedule. And so one of the things I believe is like, in order to do that, you have to know what it is rather than just kind of going through it just without any kind of idea of what it looks like. So yeah, planning, I say, gives me a map of my week and how I want to utilize the time resource that I have. And yeah, that allows me to do that. I feel much more grounded, much more clear, have much more clarity about my schedule when I sit down and I intentionally plan it out. And that gives me a lot more flexibility to do the things that I want to do when I know that the things that I have to do are getting done.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. I really, really love that. And I love like your career trajectory and how you've been able to use therapy to forge this other life coaching business, because I feel like there's this the impression that you're only people should only seek therapy if they're trying to deal with some sort of trauma. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's a great use of therapy, but it's not the only use. You can not have any trauma, whereas I'm sure everybody has some type of trauma, but whatever. But you can think of yourself as a person who doesn't have any trauma and still seek therapy or still seek some type of guidance to get your goals in order, figure out what you want to do with your life, figure out the best way to utilize your time. And I love that you can do that through what you're doing and also bringing planning into it as well, which is why we love planning so much, because mm-hmm. you know what I mean, what was I doing in my life before I was like a full-time planner? I really don't know. Yeah. I really have no idea.
Not knowing where the time was going, that that's what yeah. we were doing.
It is a precious resource. It is our most precious resource.
Yes.
And this is something like with life coaching, this isn't something I have to do, but because I love it and find it so valuable, I give every client a planner. Like every client.
I love it.
And
I love it.
It's part of the process, part of the journey.
That's amazing.
Look, planner peep out there. Y'all want a planner, y'all know where to go. Go ahead, get it, get your life together.
literally get your life together.
Oh, I love it. So Kim, you quit your corporate job during the pandemic. What was that like and how did you take that leap? We would love to know.
Yeah, I did. So thank you so much. So I quit my corporate job in July of 2021. And on the one hand, it was a long time coming, mm-hmm. but on the other hand, I didn't know what the end was going to look like.
Right.
In other words, I knew I wasn't going to be doing that forever. I knew it. but entrepreneurship never seemed like a feasible action for me. Mm-hmm. And so I spent more than a year planning, how am I actually going to get out of this corporate job that I am tied to based on the salary alone? Mm. Like that was the only saving grace. So I worked in what they call big law, mm-hmm. Which is kind of like the NBA of law firms, where they own you. And if you try to make complaints about the lack of ownership and autonomy of your own time, the response is, that's why we pay you this mm-hmm. amount of money. And I realized that there was no amount of money that I could be paid to sacrifice myself.
Yes.
Like you are offering me this salary in exchange for all of me. And at the end of the day, as it turns out, you can't pay me enough.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I spent so long just trying to figure out, how am I going to get out? And the first thing was removing from my mind this notion that I have to make as much on my own as I was making while working for them.
Yeah.
Because one of the reasons, the only reason why I took that job is because the pay was high enough to allegedly compensate for the stress that I was going through.
Right.
But when I was still stressed and the money was not helping my stress, I said, okay, well, I'm going to choose, you know, a different financial route, because the independence and the autonomy means more to me.
Absolutely.
And so by the time that I worked up the courage and I had a plan, now my plan was, it was very optimistic. Mm-hmm. My plan was,
as plans usually are.
Yeah, everything is going to go right because that's what I planned for. And so this is a foolproof plan because everything's going to go exactly according to plan.
Of course, like it always does.
Right. So I'm grateful that I operated under that delusion, because without operating under that delusion, I would not have left. But then when I got out in the real world, I said, as it turns out, hopes and dreams may not be enough to sustain.
Okay? If only they were.
I might have to have something more like a daily sustainable plan of action that incorporates in my anxiety and that incorporates in my fear, but that allows space for me to work in spite of those things.
Yes.
And so for me, when I made the transition from corporate to working on my own, really there was a 6 or 7 month period where I was just like, All right, now, God, I promised we had a conversation and I thought you said you were with me. now I'm out here and I think that you are too, but I lost you.
Where you at?
Where are you at? So I'm calling. Hello. Hello. It's me. Hello.
You're not answering.
Right. But I honestly, truly, Go Wild was a seminal turning point for me in my career. Mm. And there was a segment during the conference where there was two or three powerful Black women on stage.
Yes.
That in terms of look, in terms of conversation, were the types of women that I dreamed of being, you know, in my corporate life. I want to be the badass woman in a Black suit with the hair popping on a stage,
yes,
talking to people.
Yeah.
And so for me to be able to see them and for them to talk about how having a planner and planning their lives, mm-hmm, has made a difference in their life, I said, well, God, look at you showing up at the I think I'm gonna get a planner, because that's what they have.
I love
it. It is helping their dreams become reality and, yes, helping them manage what they have on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to see what happens if I take this pen and this piece of paper, mm-hmm, and I plan out, oh my gosh, because in my head, everything is going to take 2 months to complete. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And everything is a big project and everything is urgent.
Right.
You put that on paper and it's like, well, I'll be. It, mm-hmm, turns out that all of these things don't have to be done today.
Mm,
some, yeah, of these things, yep, can be done tomorrow.
Yep.
And would you look at next Tuesday, there's space for something there as well.
Sure, yeah, is.
And so as an anxiety reducing tool,
yes,
and a tool to visualize my future and give myself space. Hey, the thing that you want to happen, you have time for it to happen.
Yep.
So, yeah, why are you scared, baby? Look, all you need is time. You got the talent, you got the skill. Mm-hmm. The thing you've been saying you don't have time. Well, look at your paper, baby. You got the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, facts. I love that. Such a word. I feel, yeah, like we're in such a hustle culture that, mm-hmm, people just have this urge and this need to, you know, I gotta make $1 million next week, I gotta, right, do this, I gotta do that, I have to, like, my company can't just grow, it has to flourish overnight because this is, mm-hmm, what other people's company has done. And it's like, that is really not the case for most of the people who are, mm-hmm, successful. Like, I love those posts on that you'll see on Instagram every now and again where it's like, you know, Oprah didn't get her first big job until she was 35, mm-hmm, and Bill Gates didn't do this until he was 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, those are very inspirational to me because you don't have to be super successful by the time you're 25 or 35 or 45. And success can look very different for different, mm-hmm, people. It just doesn't look the same for all of us. So I love that. And I love that Go Wild was able to help you get that perspective that, yeah, you don't have to do it all today, tomorrow, next week. Like, you got the time. I love it.
Yes. And then without the anxiety of feeling like I have to do it all today, because it very much so was, I need to solve every single problem in my life and business today.
Today.
And, yeah, if, yeah, I don't do that, then I'm going to bed feeling like a failure, mm-hmm, and I'm going to start, mm-hmm, tomorrow feeling like a failure. And then tomorrow I'm going to fail to solve every single problem in my life, in my business, yep, in one day. Mm-hmm. And then that was a spiral that just, yeah, continued. And so truly, you said a word, Meg, with, you know, these things, they don't happen. They don't happen, mm-hmm, in one day. They don't, yep, happen overnight. And even with a great deal of planning,
yep,
these things take time.
Yes.
And where are you going to find the time? That's a conversation between you and your planner, but I promise you it's there.
Yep. Yep.
It's there.
I promise you it's there.
Absolutely.
Such a word. I love it.
Do y'all have a podcast? I feel like y'all should start one if you don't. Like, give us the tea. It's okay.
Mm. I'll speak it out. I'll say it's coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Details later, but yeah, it's
coming. Details later. Okay. Give us the tea, you know, in the DMs or whatever.
Yeah.
And whenever y'all get that off the ground, y'all are coming back on the show to spill the tea about it to our audience. Yes. We would love to have y'all again. I love it. So I kind of have a somewhat kind of random, but not really random. I want to know like the story of y'all's like love and relationship. Like, how did y'all meet? Like, give us the tea. That's what the people want to know, for real, for real.
Yes.
It started with a piece of paper. All right. Yeah, it started. Oh, I'm going there. I'm okay. going there. She has no idea what I'm talking about. Yes. But I want y'all to travel back in time with me.
Okay.
To September
2018. Okay.
All okay. Right? And imagine little old me. I'm in my office at the law firm. Mm-hmm. It's me and a yellow legal pad. That was my journal at the time. I've always been a journaler. But again, having these, you know, keep it all together in one place, that's a new development for me. And so at that time, I was thinking about my future and thinking about what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with God, who I love talking to. Mm-hmm. Hey, so here's the deal. These women I've been dating, it's not been doing what it's supposed to do.
The math ain't mapping, yes, Lord.
It's not giving what it had supposed to been gave. So we're going to go back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put on this paper, the types of traits and qualities that I desire to see in a partner. Mm. So that when I see in real life, when I see in the flesh, what has been written on this here paper, I will recognize that as perhaps someone that you sent, and we will operate accordingly. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, 1 month later, I went to a Mexican restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. It was a meetup from a Facebook group that I was in online, and I caught an airplane to go to Atlanta. Because who doesn't want to meet with their internet friends?
Yes.
And I too went to a Mexican restaurant in Atlanta for the very same meetup. I drove down because I was still in South Carolina at the time. So it was a little 2 hour little drive. And one of my best friends, she came down with me as well. And so we get to this restaurant. I had already peeped Miss Kimberly here in the group. And so I had already been talking to my friend about her and, you know, just making little comments and, you know, whatever. And then at the restaurant, it was a quick little, hey, how you doing? Whatever. Mm-hmm. So then my friend proceeds to go to another spot after the dinner, and I didn't know my friend was scheming behind, you know, on the other side.
Who knows the best type of friends? Yes.
The best.
Yes, and so she tells Kim she's gonna get in the car with us and ride. And Kim's like, I already got a lift, I'm good, you know, whatever. And I'm hearing about this after the fact. And my friend, she's like, no, you're riding with us. And so Kim,
I was like, all right, so I'm going, you know, this is a $5 late fee, cancellation fee, not gonna hurt me.
Right, right.
I think you are if I don't get in the car with you.
Literally.
Her friend was one of my internet friends. And so she was the person, one of the people that I was looking forward to seeing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you gonna ride with us? And I'm like, well, you seem pretty adamant about it. So why don't you get in the car with y'all and roll on to the next spot? Mm-hmm. So we're in the car and I'm chilling. I have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. And Shaquinta's as nervous as a 16-year-old schoolgirl.
No, I'm not.
Yes, she is.
Oh!
Yes,
she is. She loves saying it.
I love it.
I was a tad bit nervous.
Just
a tinge. I was like, okay, she in my car. Okay.
Okay.
Schoolgirl moment. And yeah, she asked me like what kind of car I was driving, what am I told, whatever. And so it was just like my internal dialogue. So we get to the place and I'm like texting my friend across the table. Cause I'm sitting here, like on one side of the table. Kim is sitting like between the two of us, and then we're sitting on the other side of the table. And I'm like texting her across.
Not so I was texting about her, and she was right in between y'all.
So that was happening, and I'm like, love her energy. Da 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 da. So fast forward, I message her
So then Shaquinta adds me on the weekend ends. I go back to Houston. I get back to Houston. I've got a Facebook friend request from Shaquinta. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's the cute girl that was with Chrishell over the weekend. Like, I rode in her car. Her car rode real nice. I'll accept this friend request. And then, and that was that. And then lo and behold, Shaquinta wasn't, she wasn't done at that point.
So, there were, you know, a couple of little things that happened, but we won't get into this like in the group or whatever. But I then DM'd her a few days later and just like, look, I'm not trying to, you know, start anything like that. I just wanted you to know that I think you're dope. Really attractive and da-da-da-da-da. And we didn't stop talking after that.
We didn't. Oh, that I was on Friday, it. November 2nd, 2018, baby.
Yes.
Approximately 9 o'clock p.m. And I was like, oh, she's feeling me, huh? All right.
I love it.
Let me look a little bit into her. And we start talking. And we kept talking, and by Sunday I was sprung, so I was like, oh man, this is not the plan.
Like, this is it.
But yeah, and so then we dated long distance. Every 2 weeks, one of us flew to see the other for a year and a half until the pandemic happened, at which point she just came to Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
I proposed a year after we met. Which was a conversation that we had, because about 6 months in I was like, you know, I want to marry you right now, but I don't want to be ridiculous.
They're adamant about not being you homeless.
Yeah, we did not
we didn't want that. Yeah. I did not want to do the thing.
As soon as
the thing isn't bad, let me say that it's not
right
bad.
Right.
I didn't want to do that. So we got engaged December of 2019. And then pandemic happened, and I drove back and forth to Houston for a couple times because I had, you know, ties to wrap up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Then we bought a house and I moved to Houston in June 2016, actually a year ago today. I moved to Houston and then we got married a year later. A month later.
I love it. I love it. I love love. Fame. Yeah. I'm so happy for you guys and the way that y'all found each other. And I feel like it's kind of like in the movies, like when you know, you know, like it's, it just is what it is. Yeah. I love that for you guys. That's so
okay. Because we're talking about planners, I do have to add this element.
Of course. So
at first we were messaging on Facebook and then we started messaging on Instagram. For about a week, we were just messaging back and forth. And then finally, I was like, all right, I gotta get this girl's number, right? And so I pulled out a journal that I had. It was a Sunday evening, and I was at work that evening. And I had this little scrap pink Chase Your Dreams journal. And I wrote in the journal something to the effect of, do you remember what I wrote? Like, if this were...
something, I would ask you for your number.
Yeah, if this were like real life, or if we didn't already meet, like I would ask you for your number. And I wrote the message in the journal. And then I took a picture of it, and I had my phone number at the bottom of it, and I took a picture of it, and I DM'd her a photo of my journal page.
Oh my god, she's so romantic.
She wrote back in her journal her response message:
if this were such and such and such and such, I would also give you mine.
And then sent that directly to my text messages. And so how that element began. And then I proposed to her.
So this was I was in my traveler's notebook era at that time. So it's been a journey.
Yes.
Heavily into traveler's notebooks, had gotten into fountain pens, all that good stuff.
And so I've been a lifelong journaler. Never, I thought fountain pens were like extinct or corny or you know what I'm saying? But then the planner community introduced her fountain pens.
Period.
And so we went to a store in Houston and she got her first fountain pen. And I just sat there like, we have gone so far. Like, this is the fountain pen level of the planning community. Like, oh my gosh, this is bizarre. But when I wanted to write out my proposal to her, because writing in journals and planners has been such an integral part of our relationship.
Yes.
And so I said, well, I want to take it a step further and I want to learn how to write with a fountain pen. And I want to write her proposal with a fountain pen on Tumbleway River paper.
Yes.
Put it in her traveler's notebook. She was a Chic Sparrow fan at the time.
I love it.
And got, you know, whatever Chic Sparrow notebook, and I got my Tomoe River paper, and I got my fountain pen and I wrote the proposal. And if you look at pictures from the proposal, mm-hmm. her most shocked face does not come from when I asked her name. Her most shocked face comes when I pull out my Twisby Precision fountain pen.
That damn fountain pen.
And say, and I wrote it with this. Oh man, like that. Everyone thinks that that's the moment when I pulled out the diamond ring.
It basically. It might as well. It might as well have been the ring. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. That's so thoughtful. That's so I love thoughtful. It.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing. That's,
yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Like,
just kiss. That is so that's amazing. That's epic. That's probably the best proposal I think I've heard of. Don't only talk too loud. I don't want my husband to hear me, but that was like, step your game up, bae. Okay. Oh my gosh, it has been such a joy talking to you guys. I love y'all's energy so much. Y'all are both such amazing, beautiful, strong Black women. I'm so happy to have both of you guys a part of this community. I mean, Kim is like for real a planner girl too. Like, don't sleep on Kim as well. Okay, period. Yes. Yes, cloth and paper agenda.
Yes.
Yes.
Sleek and sexy, baby. I'm ready. What's on
the
tell you?
Period. I love it. Can you let our audience know where they can find you guys and keep up with y'all?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at I am Kim Daily. That's daily as in every day, D as in dog, A-I-L-Y. Or go to kimdaily.com if you want to find out about my upcoming speaking engagements or find a way to have a conversation or meet with me or work with me.
Yes.
And on Instagram, I am at Dr. DR, period.
Doctor, period.
Yes.
Period.
Period. Dr. Period. Shaquinta.
Shaquinta.
Yes. On Instagram and TikTok, I'm pretty sure. And you know, if you're interested in coaching, you can www.beyondachieving.com.
Yes. Thank y'all so much for coming on the show. Guys, stay tuned. We will be back with the rest of the episode in just a minute.
Hey, Planner World, thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else. Now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there.
All right, guys. So we are back. We hope you guys enjoyed our conversation with Shaquinta and Kim as much as we did. Myra, what are your final thoughts on our conversation with them? How inspired are you right now?
I'm so inspired. And just feeling warm because, you know, love the energy. Just... Mm-hmm. Everything. I absolutely love it. I love how, you know, planning is a part of their love. Planning is a part of their careers and goals. And it's just clearly we are all just more than just planning.
Yes. That's a
pure example of it right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just love how we talked about like the main point of planning is to find joy. It is such a joyful hobby and a part of so many of our lives. And I feel like it is so, so easy to get distracted from that and to lose that because of, you know, horrible things happening in the world, horrible things happening in the community, hateful people in the community, all that. But we really just have to always just, when you lose that joy, just really try to recenter yourself and find it again and go back to the basics on why you love planning. And sometimes talking to, you know, a person who might be newer to the community can kind of help you spark that joy a little bit, maybe getting some new supplies to plan with, a new planner. Just do what you got to do to spark that joy again and hold on to it, and don't let all the, you know, ugly things defeat you and bring you down. I just really, I loved our whole conversation. I'm feeling so like re-energized about planning and being a part of this community. And I just love that, you know, Go Wild is such a great event and it's able to bring us all together. Cause even though I kind of discovered them outside of it, I never would have, you know, I never would have jumped in either of them, their DMs or thought to talk to them and have a conversation with them if it had not been for us, you know, seeing each other at Go Wild. So yeah, I'm just, shout out to you ladies. Thank y'all so much again for coming on the show. And yeah, we can't wait to have them back on.
For sure. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for lending us y'all time. And speaking of time, just to be reminded that we don't have to do everything immediately. Like we have the time for, and if we sit down with our planners and schedule it out, we can realize that we have time for what we need to do, get done. We don't have to do it all at once. That's a really good reminder for me personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for anybody out there who is interested in, you know, taking a turn or taking a different trajectory in their career, maybe going into entrepreneurship, I love when Kim kind of talked about kind of getting out of that mindset of having to have your exact income that you had with your 9-to-5 job before you can go into, you know, entrepreneurship. Have enough money to live off of and pay your bills, and then girl, go. Lose that job, leave that job, like Beyonce said. Release that job.
Seriously.
Get your life. Because you know, like they talked about, like time is just, I think Shaquinta mentioned this, that time is a commodity that you cannot replace. Like once it's gone, it's gone. So you really have to utilize your time and make sure that you are spending your time and spending your life doing things that bring you joy. Like obviously everything we do is not gonna bring us joy. Washing dishes will never bring me joy, but it's a part of life. But where I'm able to fill those places in life with joy, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. So shout out to them again. That was an amazing conversation.
Absolutely.
So amazing. So yeah, let's talk about what we've been up to over the break. Myra, what have you been doing for the past couple of weeks?
I have been doing a lot in the past couple of weeks. Well, y'all know birthday came, just very low key chill, just spent time with family. Very fun. Absolutely love every second of it. What else have been going on? Oh, we had like a windstorm, and then Meg discovered that I'm dramatic. I don't know why she just now discovered this. I've known her for so long. I don't know why she does not realize I'm super dramatic.
You're so laid back. You're so laid back. Okay. I'm supposed to be the dramatic one. Okay.
So with this windstorm, a little bit of backstory, like last November, we paid a good amount of money to have our backyard fenced in, like a privacy fence. Mm-hmm. And then come this windstorm, one of our trees fell on it. And the image that y'all and Meg was thinking about is not the image. It wasn't that bad. It was just like two little panels of the fence. Right. But for me, and realizing that I spent so much money, like I literally was crying that that happened.
I totally understand.
But Meg was like, girl, this is not what I was thinking.
Y'all. When I hear that a tree fell on a fence, and that's my dramatics coming out, because I'm thinking like a big ass tree just knocked half the fence over. That's literally the picture that I had in my mind. But thankfully, it was not that big. But obviously, of course, it still sucks to deal with that. Like home ownership can definitely be very ghetto. I feel you. I would have been upset too.
The theme of my life right now. But yeah, just perspective. The thickness of the tree, like if you put like your hands together in a circle, that's probably the thickness of it. We have a ton. I don't know the breed or anything of it, but we have a ton that are dying like right by the fence line.
Right.
And unfortunately, that windstorm brought that one down. But we're in the process of getting those cut down. But
and see, that's a positive thing, because then you can, that happens, so you can get that taken care of, so then it won't be something humongous knocking over your whole fence. So you know, maybe everything happened for a reason, you know,
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And then, of course, I mean, if you guys follow me, you know, we had Beyonce and her Hive come through the house. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk a little bit more about that.
It was another queen bee.
It was another queen bee. Yeah, she came through with her squad. But yeah, we had to pay to save those bees because they were honeybees. And we all know, save the bees.
In your office.
In my office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Yeah. So well, she says all that to say that this break really couldn't have came at a better time.
It could not have came at a better time because, I mean, I would have figured out how to make it work. If, you know, we had to record or whatever, but it was just something that I didn't have to worry about. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of unanswered DMs. Now you know why. Mm-hmm. I just, sorry.
Yep.
Thanks for the birthday wishes, though. But, you know.
Period. And your birthday, your 31st birthday. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you.
Love it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all. I mean, everything's cool now. We got everything back together, got that paid. Mm. And we're here. We're here making the podcast. Yay.
Literally. We're back. Y'all thought y'all was rid of us, but you're not.
No. Not just yet. But yeah, let us know about everything that's been going on with you. So much far more exciting than my stuff.
Girl, going into, you know, the ghetto-ness of home ownership.
Mm-hmm. It's ghetto. It's
definitely been good. It's been ghetto, but it's definitely been good. We love our new house. It's just been great, like getting moved in and, you know, all the expenses and crazy stuff that comes with that. But, you know, we had a couple days where we didn't have any internet, which was not fun. So once again, this break could not have come at a better time because I probably would have been recording it from my car, like on Zoom on my phone or something. You know what I'm saying? And that's just not like how we like to get down, you know.
Yeah,
we like
no, we don't do that.
And the earphones and all that. We gotta have our professional setup. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just getting settled into the new house. As y'all can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, I still have boxes and stuff in my background, just getting my little planning space and my recording space organized and everything. But yeah, it's been really, really great, like really good. Like this is just really a season of gratitude for me in my life. I'm just super, super grateful for all the good things that are happening and just kind of, you know, taking it one day at a time, trying not to get, you know, defeated when things don't go perfectly and trying to stay positive. So it's been very, very good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so the you know, speaking with Kim spoke right to you.
You I know, to hear that. For real. I think I did. And I feel like the great thing about right the people time. That we have as guests, yes, they're always right on time. Like, they're always saying a word that we directly just needed to hear. So, yeah, I love that. I love that for us. We know how to pick them, you know?
Seriously. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Yes. So Myra, we are coming up on July. Have you done any preparation as far as planners? Have you moved into a July start planner? Like, what's going on with your planner life?
Have I done preparation? Yes. As far as moving, no. only planner that I know for sure that's coming with me. That's a lie. I don't know for sure if that's coming with me, but I do have my EC. Like kind of freaking plan. I had the vertical for the few months until July, and then I have it as a horizontal after that. I'm not knowing how I'm feeling about that right now, so I'm not sure. I did make my own EC A5 monthly. Monthly planner. I did make that. I also have that happy planner, but that doesn't start till August. One new student planner. And that VB planner, I did try that and I was, you know, kind of liking it, but it's different to decorate.
Right.
So if I use that in some aspect, it will have to be something that I wouldn't really decorate too much in, but I do really love the layout and everything. But, I mean, I have like 4 or 5 different planners. I have no clue what's what at this point. I'll let y'all know before July.
Very fair.
Before August.
Before August.
Yeah.
How is the paper in that VB planner? I might have asked you off air, but I can't remember.
I mean, it's definitely different. Like if you're coming from an EC, like we know EC's at the top as far as the thickness, you know, but it is thick. I mean, just to kind of compare it, it's definitely better than like HP's paper. I feel like HP is very thin. The only thing I really didn't care for was the cover. It's a tad bit too wide and it feels like a really hard, like vinyl plastic. And I didn't really care for that. But
it looks like it would have been more like an EC type of cover. Where
that's what I was
cover
thinking.
Plus lamination. That's what I thought it was going to be. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another issue I have with it is the dividers. It's on a hard cardstock, but I think it's just a tad bit too hard. Too much thickness for it. I mean, obviously you want it a little bit thicker than the paper, but it's just too thick and there's nothing on the back of it.
Gotcha.
Like it's just blank on the back.
Either
both have the pattern or have something like EC has like that, you know, muffly at a glance like, thing.
Or like a dot grid page or something like this. So it's not just basically useless.
But other than that, it's pretty decent. I'm sure she'll, you know, work it out. This is her first planner, so but yeah, she'll definitely work it out. But the layout itself, I do like. Just I don't really care too much about decorating in it, so I have to figure out what I'm gonna do with it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find anything to do with it, that's cool okay too.
Yep. I'll let y'all know, but we'll see.
Period. Yes. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So I am in the midst of moving into my EC7x9 Daily Duo in the Harmony Neutral theme. I really, really love it. I've already decorated the first few pages. One thing I can say that I don't love, just right off the bat, because it's a daily planner, and most planners, like especially like a weekly planner, like say EC Life Planner, I want to say they'll have that last week of June that leads into July in the planner. This planner doesn't. It literally starts on Friday, July the 1st. So I wish I had that last week of June in the planner, but you know, that's a small thing. I feel like that might've been an area where, you know, it's only a 6 month planner and it's already decently thick, like as thick as a regular year long life planner. Maybe that was just their way of trying to cut down on pages wherever they could, you know, since they added that extra notes page in. But yeah, I'm sad I can't actually use it until Friday. So it's fine.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's
I'm just playing
dailies.
In it. Might be. At least EC like dailies for sure, I think. Yeah, maybe so. But it's just like I'm just used to having that last week because that's how pretty much every weekly is, you know what I'm saying? So but yeah, that's a small thing. I'm not gonna fill out the survey just because of that.
You sure? My God. Yeah, but I totally feel you because it'd be nice to just go ahead and start on that Monday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
it would. I was so excited too. That's when I pulled it out and I put my cover on it. I really thought it was starting like this week, and that's when I realized, oh wait, it does not start this week. It starts Friday. So if you're lucky enough, maybe one year when July actually starts on a Monday, then we'll get the whole week. But until then, we just asked out. It's fine though. It's fine. I'll just keep using my Moxie Life daily until Friday, basically, because I've still been enjoying that and I've been using that a lot for work. So
look at you becoming a daily planner.
Girl, who am I? I'm not this organized. I feel like you gotta really like have your shit together to daily plan. And I've never been that girl. But I am now though.
So true. I completely forgot I had another. I have the A5 daily duo. So now I'm like, well, damn, I'm just going to collectively get all of my July start planners and figure out what I need. Because I was telling you earlier, I still kind of want another compact vertical because the compact vertical that EC sent me, I turned into a monthly planner.
Right.
But I don't want to buy anything else if I don't know what I'm doing
to use it for. So, yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna do that tonight. Absolutely. I'm gonna do that tonight.
I support that. We're in a phase of, you know, our planning life where we're trying to be more mindful and not just buy, but like figure out what I need this for and then I'll buy it. If I don't need it, maybe not, you know, and that's not for everybody. That's just where we are right now. So
yeah,
it's fine if you're still in the phase of buy. No judgment.
Yes, no judgment.
Your journey there. Is your own. We'll probably be back at some point. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I got like a stack of Archer and Olive journals that I'm trying to figure out what to do with. So I might even experiment again with Bujo or something. Cause through the process of packing and then unpacking, I discovered all this planner stuff that I forgot I had that's literally been sitting in storage since we moved out of our last house. I literally have about 8 Archer and Olive journals, legit.
I'm not even going to say how many I got, but it's worth it.
Nobody's judging. And they'll be there if you ever need them.
Yeah, they're undated. I could do whatever. Yep. If I decide to paint one day.
Literally.
Arch and Dollar Journal.
Literally. Exactly. Yep. You know, obviously there has been a lot of stuff going on in the world, these past couple of weeks, in particular this past week. Unless you live under a rock, I'm sure you're aware that, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, which was the ruling that made abortion access available in all 50 states. And so obviously there are now a lot of states who had trigger laws where it was automatically banned, and other states who are working on banning abortion access, which we firmly believe is a part of women's healthcare, or people with uteruses, I guess, healthcare. I don't really know how to say, or people, whatever, you know, it's a part of our healthcare that we need to live and to function. So that was sad. Friday was very dark. Like I just didn't feel good most of the day. Like I just had this like feeling of like impending doom that was like following me around all day, literally like a dark cloud. I just could not shake it. And that's why I really, really tried, and I'm still trying to just stay as positive as possible. And I feel better now. And I'm thinking of times in this country that have been extremely hard for women and for people of color. And there have been lots of times in this country. And we got through it and we made the country better. And I'm trying to focus on that, because I know that we can do that. It's just going to be a tough road to get there. Mm-hmm. And that this country is just going to have to keep getting worse before it gets better. You know, how are you feeling, Myra?
Yeah, it just feels like going backwards. 50 years, just it's just extremely frustrating, because while it directly affects me, and it even more affects me as a Black woman. So when you have like this double whammy, and then like the country is just like basically sending you a big F you, and then to see people like celebrate that, is really hard. But I agree, definitely trying to stay positive, definitely thinking about, okay, like how to fight back. I think a lot of us, particularly I would say a lot of people on social media, a lot of liberal people on social media are like, give up, we've been voting, like why are we still doing this? And it's like, that's the goal, that's what they want us to do, is to kind of give up. And going back to 2016, I'll keep going back to it, a lot of us gave up during it. It was just like, whatever, you know, and here we are. This is what happened when we give up. Like, it can be worse. Like, a lot of people were saying two sides of the same coin when it wasn't even the same currency. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just
literally
was not the same currency. And it's like, it's just really frustrating. Like, even back then, I feel bad. Although I did vote, and although obviously I would never in a million years, you know, just throw away my vote and put Mickey Mouse or some shit on there. But I feel like I didn't go as hard as I should have, or been as vocal as I should have back then. Cause I was like, you know, man, yeah, I'll give it to Hillary. Like, obviously she got it. Like, of course this nation can't be dumb enough to see that she's not qualified.
And unfortunately, the nation was dumb enough to see that, you know, that wasn't a good option. But, you know, I look back on that and here today where Trump got to appoint three of those justices within those 4 years that he was there.
Right.
I feel a little guilty to be like, oh, just meh, you know, meh about that back in 2016 when we all should have been like, no, this can really take our country back. And I hope that overall a lot of people see what happens and start to get up and start fighting back.
Right.
But it's a lot of like lost hope there too. Cause I just see a lot of, I mean, it could just be social media. A lot of people like, we've been voting. Okay. And continue to like, what?
Continue to. That's the thing. I feel like is lost on a lot of people because so many of us in this country have really never had to fight for anything. Like, you know, freedoms and liberties and things like that are things that we have just grown up with. A lot of people have just grown up with that and they just don't realize that freedom is a constant fight. It's a constant battle. You can never get too comfortable. You can never take your foot off the gas, you know what I'm saying? Because there are other people on the other side, and especially when it came to the issue of abortion access, these people have worked and organized and been calculated and done, gotten all their ducks in a row for decades. They never took their foots off the gas about this. And even with this win for them, they're still not going to take their foots off the gas for it. They're going to keep on going. They're not going to stop until there is no access anywhere for the healthcare that we need. You know what I'm saying? Like that is just what their goal is. Whatever their intentions or their motivations, none of that matters. All that matters is what they have been able to accomplish and what they will still accomplish when we get defeated and when we give up and when we stop organizing and when we stop voting. That's literally just making it easier for them to push whatever agenda they want to push. So yeah, I am just trying to be as solution oriented when it comes to this situation as possible. Being blessed enough to be in a position to be able to donate and be able to help people who, you know, are going to have a harder time getting the healthcare that they need, donating money and time and volunteering and doing the things that are within our control while also organizing and showing up to the polls and making sure that we are putting people in place who are going to do the right thing to help the most of us that they can, you know. And something that has been really frustrating to me, and I've talked to a couple of people in the DMs about this, feels like whenever Republicans get power, they get that power and they absolutely run with it. They do everything they can to fulfill their agenda. They don't give a shit about us on the other side. They do what they need to do for themselves and for their people. That's just how it is. And unfortunately, a lot of Democrats, not all Democrats, but a lot of Democrats, Biden is a big proponent of this appeasing both sides and playing both sides of the fence. And that might have worked at one point in time in America. That is not the America we are in now post-Trump. That is just not. So I hope that this will embolden Biden and a lot of the you know, Democrats in Congress to really fight fire with fire and push these really progressive agendas that we really want to see, that we really need to make our lives better. You know what I'm saying? Because that is the way to remain in office and remain in power. It's not playing both sides of the fence. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like I said, that time is just, it's just gone now. And yeah, my regret for 2020 at least, is not pushing, is not doing more to push other candidates. Because initially I voted for Elizabeth Warren. And then when I saw the writings on the wall, I was like, well, I guess it's just time to get behind Biden. And I regret that. I regret it. Not because I'm not even blaming him for all this going on, but he is just not the progressive candidate that I feel like I really want and that our country really needs. He's just not. You know what I'm saying? Like we need more. We need somebody who's not going to be afraid to push the boundaries and piss the other side off, because they've never cared about pissing us off. They've never cared about, you know what I'm saying? Like we're just, So we need to just do more of that fighting fire with fire. So yeah, it's tough, and we're in for a tough few years of trying to figure this out and make sure that people are getting the healthcare that they need. But we got to sit together and we got to just keep our eye on the prize and just keep moving forward. We can be sad and cry and scream, but we got to pick it up and move on and work and fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just hope one thing that the Republican Party kind of has is unison. Basically, they kind of ride together, even if they don't, get 100% of what they want. They're like, oh, we're still going to ride it out. And I feel like that's where our side kind of
we're very not all has
that. Yeah. That's the saying. I like that. All or nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's like we can't get anywhere like that. Mm-mm. We can't get anywhere like that, because look, it took them 50 years to get this reversed.
Yep.
50 years. They did not stop. And if we just stop, or like, oh, I didn't get student loans the way I wanted to, so like, F it. We're not gonna get anywhere. Like, we have to, again, like you said, fight fire with fire, and kind of stick together and really push it the way we need it to be pushed, or it's not gonna go anywhere. It's just
exactly. And I feel like I have been able to really surround myself in the planner community with like-minded people. And I'm not saying you should always surround yourself with like-minded people. I'm not saying that sometimes it's not important to hear the other side of things, but in certain cases, especially when it comes to basic human rights, there's one side to me. There's a right side and a wrong side, and I don't mind just having those people in my space. And so I was very happy to see so many people who hadn't even spoke out previously about things, who were very loud about this issue. Now, should it take something like this to put it out there and to say how you feel and to where you stand? It shouldn't, but I'm trying harder to not judge people by how I do things, because it didn't take this for me to finally start using my platform to talk about things that I cared about. But for some people, it did, and I don't know. I'm just at a loss for words. It's bad. It's bad. We can't sugarcoat it that it's not, but I mean, I feel like it's been bad before. It's been even worse than this, and we've made it better and we came out the other side. So we just gotta keep doing that. But one thing I have, because I actually told somebody this in my DMs, I was talking to somebody I talked to a lot in the planner community. She is a white person, and she had mentioned something about it's time to leave the country. And I didn't know how this conversation was gonna go, but I was like, no ma'am. I was like, I didn't say it like this, but I basically said it in different words, that y'all don't get to just leave. White people, I mean. we don't get to leave. So y'all really don't just get to leave. That's not a solution. We all need to be here and to stick together and to fix the problems that have been created over, generations and centuries of white supremacy in this country. And I feel like a lot of people, white people, forgot that a huge proponent of white supremacy is patriarchy. I'm sorry that this was the reminder of that, but it is. You know what I'm saying? You aren't able to just be like, oh, well, that doesn't really affect me. And because then one day everything always will. You know what I'm saying? Even if this is something, this abortion situation is something that you think is never going to affect you, never going to affect anybody in your life, you're dead ass wrong about that. It absolutely will at some point. And if it's not this issue, it's going to be the next right they take away. So
period. It doesn't stop here.
Yeah, exactly. Stop feeling like because something doesn't directly affect you that it doesn't matter. I feel like that's a huge problem of people in this country as well, not caring about shit. Like, people, so many people who are super super sad about the situation with Roe versus Wade didn't care about voting for Trump. They either voted for him or withheld their vote because his white supremacy and his racism did not affect them. But now today, you're crying and you're sad over this situation because now it does affect you. I don't have any sympathy for you.
It was not the same currency.
No. I mean, come on, but like the whole, you know, what is it? I think it was like the better of two evils, you know, thing.
Yeah,
that people were pushing back then too. Come on,
yeah.
Do we see now how horribly false that was? Now, like, because if
not
if
to Hillary mention the level of sexism that was in that, but so much. Okay, I, so you know, much that's something sexism. Else. Yeah,
so much sexism. Yep, I mean, and like the argument that Trump is not a white supremacist has been a dumbass argument. I mean, he was just on stage the other day with some woman literally thanking him for preserving white life through his appointment of those Supreme Court justices. And he stood right there and clapped right behind her. Cut it the fuck out. Like, cut it out. Like, y'all look foolish claiming that he's not a white supremacist. And yes, you can be a black person or a brown person and support and uphold white supremacy. Shocker. Come on. I can't. I'm so frustrated. I'm so mad. But like I said, I'm trying to channel that anger into being productive and solution oriented. So, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that lead the country conversation did go well. Because, you know, we say that all the time, but we black women, we didn't create, our people didn't create this. Mm-hmm. Y'all fixed it. You don't get to run. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't get to run no more than we do. You know, we can't just up and decide, oh, I'm going to go somewhere else, because guess what? Racism is everywhere anyway.
That's true. So more than likely, we also don't have the means to.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So yeah.
Unless you're trying to help several black and brown people leave with you, sit your ass down and fix this. You can't go. That's just, you know.
What a sad day, y'all. What a sad day. I am grateful. It did seem like, you know, overall, the people that I follow and the people that I talk to also were like, you know, it's a sad day. Let's continue to, you know, do something about it. But yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, we're here for you guys, and we obviously, you know, want to hear, you know, what you guys' thoughts about it is. You know, feel free to slide in the Planners and Wine DMs, comment on this post, let us know
Planners how you're and feeling, Wine DM. But also, I'm sorry. Yeah, please send it to the Planners and Wine DM, y'all.
Yeah. If it's about the show, send it to Planners and Wine DM.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah,
this is the best.
That just makes our lives
easier.
Because then, like, when people send it to us and the show, we're the people on the show's IG, so we're answering stuff twice unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And if you send it to Planners and Wine, we will both see it. So it's not just one of
absolutely.
Us who deals with Planners and Wine Instagram. It's both of us in there all the time. So yeah, send it to Planners and Wine. But like I said, send your frustration, send your complaints, all that, but send your solutions as well. Let's focus on doing what we can to make things better for the people who are really going to suffer and who are going to hurt from this. So, but yeah, guys, I am happy to be back. It's nice to have our show back again so we can vent and discuss all these things going on in the community and in the world, and to, you know, hear from you guys. So yeah, I'm really grateful to be back. But Myra, do you have anything that you want to add?
No, nothing is really coming up. I don't have anything to add. I was trying to double check the calendar if anything was coming up, but yeah, we'll be here.
Patreon peeps, the calendar for next month will be out soon, so keep a lookout for that so you can see all the events we have going on with the Patreon. If you're interested in joining with the Patreon, head over to plannersandwine.com. Check out our tiers and everything that we offer. We would love to have you guys join us in the Patreon crew. It is the best time to join. Just saying.
Yes.
We're always having a good time.
Yeah. Shots episode coming soon for the month of July. So tap in if you want to, if you haven't already. We'll be there.
Yes, yes. And make sure y'all check out Shaquinta and Kim. We will have all the information down in the show notes. Support them. Let them know how much you loved hearing them on Planners and Wine. And let them know how badly they need to go ahead and start their own podcast. I'm
seriously just saying. We need that.
Blow them up.
The universe needs it. Yeah.
Yes, yes. But yeah, that is it. We will talk to y'all guys soon.
Bye, guys.